Well, here we are, wrapping up our first broadcast of the brand new year, and I want to thank Gary Baker down there aboard the Shared Adventure for being with us, and Shane Hamlin, thank you for joining us here in studio as well. It's good to have you on board. And Shane, since we've got you here, and we don't often have you in studio with us, you've got some predictions. Let's dig into one of your tech predictions.
One of my tech predictions here, and Gary always likes to laugh at my predictions, but we're going to go with for it anyway. Now, into the future. All right, what we have here, the cloud services and cloud companies have all kind of taken their spots in leadership, and the big three or four companies have said, well, I think what we're going to see now is some acquisitions. I think companies like Google are going to join up and buy out, say, Cisco, and you're going to have some large acquisitions to get ready for the next phase of the cloud services, which, would, in my opinion, is going to be some type of a artificial intelligence or an OS cloud service, quantum computing. I think all that's starting to
Skynet.
Yeah, well, the stream, that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah. I think the OS is kind of. I think we're ready for that next level of OS.
Okay, which will be in the cloud.
It'll be in the cloud. Correct.
Your advice. Well, yes. That's interesting.
That's what I think. I mean, it may not all happen next year, but I think you're going to see some of those big steps take place this year in the right direction for that to happen soon.
Gary, how about you? Look over the horizon from you.
Well, as I mentioned, smart home technology, I think, is just going to come into its own this next year. One thing that I'm interested in, and that is, just the sharing economy, how we are, all going to have two or three or four little extra jobs to bring in a few extra dollars. Mm-hmm. And I just run across a company called Rodie, Rodie, Rodie.com. And it's basically a way for if I want to get something to someone and I go to the website, I tell them what it is and where I am and where it needs to go. And somebody, like an Uber driver, but not necessarily an Uber driver, just anybody can that has been vetted by Rodie, is one of their drivers, can pick it up and take it for me. And an area that's really coming, really doing well is the pet industry. Because you're not going to trust your pet to be moved by two men in a truck. You want somebody that's going to get out every 2 hours and walk it, somebody that cares. But Rodie is, it's a great way if you're driving someplace, go there, find out if there's a load near you that needs to be dropped off somewhere near where you're going, and make a few dollars to a few $100.
Oh, this, it sounds, if I was a college student,
concierge service,
kind of thing. Concierge service, exactly. That sounds fantastic.
Pets is still one thing, though. You mentioned pets. I don't care how professional people are. I love my dogs, and I don't trust them to nobody. And I wouldn't trust them to anyone. Because, there's always that chance that they're not going to be as careful as you are. And like when my nieces or nephews or someone in the family says, can we, bring the dog over to our house one day? No, I don't want him over there because I don't trust you, So that would be a tough one for me.
One of my things, I don't know if it's so much a prediction for the new year, but I mentioned it before. I just say, keep your eyes on Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And to the extent that he can pull off some of the things that he's trying to do, whether it's with rockets or with the boring projects or with especially the Model 3, I think that's going to be his Achilles heel. If he can pull that off, I think there are going to be some really interesting things happening in terms of dealing with electric energy. And a lot of the stuff that he's got, like a rocket.
I thought you were going to go a totally different place with that. I thought you were going to say he was going to be at a podium and just rip his real face off and he's being an alien or something like that, Because the stuff that he's into is all kind of cool futuristic tech stuff.
Yeah, he wants to go back to Mars.
And those are the kind of things that I support him in. Somebody's got to have the big dreams here in the United
Absolutely.
States, right?
And they've been playing clips from John F. Kennedy.
Right.
when he was going to the moon. Why? When did we give up that kind of you know, fantastic dreaming? And Elon Musk seemed to be able to do it, and with his rockets, certainly.
Yeah.
With the reusable rockets, he has proved that he can do stuff that NASA and the government hasn't been able to do.
What's the name of that big Falcon he's working? Is it Falcon 9 or no? The big one.
I think it is the Falcon 9.
The big, big one.
Yeah, and that they've been having some problems with that, some delays. That's why I say keep a close eye on him. How about in terms of another tech prediction from you?
Let's see here. You know what? Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, I think it's time they need to take control of their platforms, accept the challenges are real. Reel that in, and this whole fake news trend, and realize the negative social impact that these companies are spewing out there to the world. I think these leaders need to put their big boy pants on, right the ship, and keep flip-flops out of the boardroom. And it's time to grow up.
Yep.
You know.
And it's interesting. I saw a headline that pretty much said that's what Mark
Zuckerberg
is committed to for Facebook.
Yeah, you see he's got a shirt and a tie on now, and it was a suit and he wore, you know.
He's growing up.
Well, you know.
He's out of the dorm room.
It's time, you know, because these social media companies have so much power sitting there. Yeah. And, you know, it's...
incredible amounts of power.
It's not a game anymore.
Gary, another one from you. Wrap up maybe on yours.
Certainly video. We're seeing some new neat video projectors. Very small, very powerful ones. Some with some artificial intelligence-like capabilities. Not quite, but like capabilities, where you can stand almost behind the projector and point to something on the screen. Pretty neat, and that way you don't have to go up and do a touch screen. So there's all sorts of neat new little devices coming out, CES. I'm going to be very interested in watching Bitcoin. CloudCoin is a new cryptocurrency platform, and they're saying, we fixed all of the flaws in Bitcoin.
Ooh.
And so they pointed them all out, and there's quite a few.
Wow.
So, you know, going to be interesting to see. You know, they said that, you know, they corrected the potential exposure for all user Bitcoin transactions should the user's real name become linked to the public address. You know, there are 6,000 distributed ledgers in the blockchain underneath Bitcoin, right? You only need to get to a couple of them to really cause havoc there.
Interesting. You know, interesting. So this is called CloudCoin?
Yeah, it's called CloudCoin, and it's kind of an interesting take on, this is Bitcoin only safer.
Interesting.
You know, they talk about the unacceptably slow transaction times due to the blockchain's file size, and that's very true. Sometimes it takes over 40 minutes to confirm a single purchase, right? Wow. It's unacceptable for for retail use, right?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
We think it's going to get better, but CloudCoin says they fixed the problem.
That'll be very interesting. All right, hey, let's quickly, Shane, you've got a gaming prediction.
Yeah, let's see here. Microsoft Xbox will develop a dot... like Alexa type interactive unit built in with you know, the AV capabilities and using Cortana. This is going to replace their dead Kinect unit they used to have there for a while. They've kind of given up on that and they've called it quits on it. What it'll do is it's going to have a really high definition camera and a very sensitive camera. So it's actually going to read your facial settings and actually translate those into the avatars in the game.
Wow.
So if you're in a game, you know, whether it be a shooter or a multiplayer game and you smile, your avatar will smile and it'll map your you know, expressions on face. it'll also control a lot of the household functions like Alexa does now as well.
Wow. Fascinating. All right, one last thing here. I see what the whole business of security issues. I think the passwords are going to be a bygone very soon, and that biometrics are going to have to take over because there's just too many passwords. Even if you have a password locker, sometimes they're very clumsy in capturing those passwords. And I think that biometrics, that's with your eyes, your face, your eyes, your fingerprint, whatever, that's going to have to be what keeps us secure.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to put these things up on our homepage as well so you can take a look at them and hold us accountable to them. Gary, I want to thank you so much for being with us here on our broadcast today, and hope that you will be back again with us with the sun shining much more brightly behind you.
Yeah, we'd like that.
The next time around. All right, Gary, take care of yourself and have good week down there in Florida. And Shane, thank you so much for being with
us
here.
Always enjoy it. It's my thing. I love doing it.
It's a ball having you with us here. And for the rest of you folks out there, thank you so much for listening to us on our podcast. And we're coming close to our 20th anniversary, which will be the beginning of February. We are just so thankful for the people who have hung on with us and made this podcast part of their regular listening. Have a great week. We'll see you back again once more in this brand new year.